I think that report has come out, I think, in the news. It was reported that there was some form of an agreement, but so far, as we speak to the doctors who are on the ground, they are saying that there is no such an agreement, and they are surprised to hear the Deputy Minister making such pronouncements, because it is untrue. They have not agreed with the government to go back to work.
Your representatives met with the clinical directors on Friday. May you tell us what was discussed there?
I think the discussion was meant actually basically to give feedback. The clinical doctors were giving feedback to the doctors from HSP, which is the employer of doctors. And among the discussions that they made was that the doctors are requesting or asking the ministry to avail open practicing certificates after 24 months, which is the expiry of the proposed contract, because the doctors are saying they are going to find themselves redundant without those open practice certificates, because they can't do anything. They can't work in the private. They can't open even their own surgeries. I was told that this is, I think, one of the sticky issues in terms of the negotiations and discussions so far.
Do you have any idea of how the situation is in the hospitals as of today?
The people who are on the ground have confirmed that there isn't much of a difference, because the situation remains the same in terms of the number of doctors who are on the ground. The patients are still finding themselves having to wait for a long time in the queues to be served by the few doctors who are serving because of the critical shortage of manpower.